Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah. We welcome you to this program, Al Fiqh ala al Madahib al Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the Four Schools of Thought. The date today is the 15th of Shawwal in South Africa, 1445. Other places in the world, it's 16th of Shawwal, 1445. Corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 25th of April, 2024. Let's welcome our Honorable Mufti Saab, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab, as we, our engineer has just informed us, Haji Suleiman Esop, that Mufti Saab will be with us in a few moments, inshallah. Our topic today is on Medina Munawwara, inshallah. So all the fiqh surrounding it, if you have a question that you perhaps want to pose, you can send us your query, and that is to the number 084-786-3132. Foreign country, +27 +27 84 786 3132. Remember, the topic is Medina Munawwara. So we all the fiqh surrounding it. Can you name your daughter Medina, for example? Any question that you have, you can message it, but it must be surrounding this topic, inshallah. So we have Mufti Saab with us. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan and Brother Suleiman Esop.
Mufti Saab, how's the weather in Durban? The programs for tonight, what's on the menu? Mufti Saab, how's the weather in Durban and where's the program tonight?
No, alhamdulillah, that everything is fine. And yeah, the weather is superb, very good. And last night our program was in Phoenix. And tonight, inshallah, the program will be there in Clare Estate, Masjid Mahmood, after Isha. Isha is 7 o'clock there tonight, inshallah.
Inshallah. Mufti Saab, our topic today, Medina Munawwara. What are the different titles for Medina Munawwara?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 15th of Shawwal, 1445. And we have a topic under discussion because our theme now is on Hajj, is Medina Munawwara. As we know that from May, the Hujjaj from various parts of the world will be going for Hajj Baytillah. And normally what the travel agents do, they take the Hujjaj straight to Medina Munawwara via Turkey, via Egypt, via Qatar, via Dubai, Abu Dhabi, and all these places. And it's better to do that. So what is the history of Medina Munawwara as far as the names go? So the old name was Yathrib, and the word Yathrib is in the Quran, Ya Ahla Yathrib. So the Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Man sammal madinata Yathrib fal yastaghfirillah. Whosoever in this day and this age, you call Medina Munawwara Yathrib, then remember you must make istighfar, that you must seek the protection, you must seek the forgiveness of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, as mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. Because if you analyze the word Yathrib, it means something bad. And it means something, you understood, La Tathriba Alaykum Al-Yawm. No blame upon you. So it's like you committed a sin or something. So Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Quran gave it a beautiful name. Wa min Ahlil Madina. And some of the people of Medina. So therefore we call it Medina Munawwara. Why Medina Munawwara? When Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Medina Munawwara, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu and Sahaba say, then everything started shining and glittering. So Munawwara, the city that was illuminated, and when you see Medina Munawwara, Medina Tayyibah, So that is the city of purity, cleanliness, goodness. Madina Taba, and that is also another name, very similar to Tayyiba. So like that, there are many, many city names you must remember. Quran Kareem speaks about the Ansar. وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ So Madinatul Iman, the city of Iman, so where you will develop your Iman and so forth and so on. So like that, mashallah, Madina Munawwara has various, various names. And it is the second most important city for us. Makkah Mukarramah, the place where Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place. The honorable birth of the Master alayhi wa sallam took place there in Makkah Mukarramah, the holiest place in this earth. And the second, where the Master alayhi salatu salam made parda and demise took place. 53 years in Makkah Mukarramah and 10 years in Madina Munawwara. So therefore, we should know that Madina Munawwara has great, great significance. Now let us take from the start. Now you, Mu'azahid, you haven't been for Hajj. Allah will take you. Amen. Suleiman has performed Hajj. We perform Hajj. All with the help and mercy of Allah. So we're going to use you as example. So Mona Zaid Khan and Mrs. are going for Hajj. So now they're going with the agent via Egypt, via Turkey, via Abu Dhabi, via Dubai. So when you land there, now you got a flight to Madina Munawwara. So en route to Madina Munawwara, some ulama like Hazrat Mu'tanwi Rahmatullah alayhim wrote that you must read Surah Kawthar Inna A'tayna. So that is permissible, but not a sunnah. We must always draw a distinction, what is permissible and what is sunnah. So people confuse these issues. It's permissible, but not sunnah. Next one is, we will rather suggest that the nearer you come to Madina Munawwara, then ya dakhil ad-dar, salli ala nabi al-mukhtar. Oh, you, the person entering the Dar-e-Madina, the city of the Master, alayhi salam, Diyar-e-Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi salam, then read abundant durood sharif, salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi salam. When you open Sunan Nasai, then you will find that the Master, alayhi salam, returning after Umrah, or after Hajj, or after Ghazwa, or whatever, the nearer the Master alayhi salam came to Medina, then Asrawa. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam would go faster and faster with the camel Mubarak or whatever the means of conveyance was. Lihubbil Medina, out of the excessive love for Medina Munawwara. We can't tell the pilot go faster and faster, tell the bus driver, taxi driver or train driver go faster and faster. Obviously we can't do that. But what we can do, the nearer we come to Madina Munawwara, we increase the tempo, we increase the quantity, we increase the quality, that we start reading more and more, more and more, more and more salawat and durood. Last night, in the lecture, about three people, I think, came to me, they said, mashallah, we're living in May, this date, somebody said, this date, we're going for Hajj, mashallah. So one person told me that we got a flight on Friday, you know, from Durban. And it's 11 o'clock in the morning. What about Jummah Salah? So I said, why you're booked on a Friday? He said, no, the agent did like that. I said, oh. So I said, anyway, there's no Jummah Salah for you all. You're in a Musafir. But you must have tawakkul and place your trust in Allah Ta'ala. So inshallah, I asked him the airline. He told me all that. So I said, then never mind. Every day from now, you read 2 rakat salat, let the plane get delayed, and we must only leave 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, like you see. So then you can read nicely Jummah salat here at King Shaka Airport in Durban, and so forth and so on. So Allah Ta'ala can do anything and everything. You see, Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. So like that, so he started smiling. So I say, but is the plane on schedule? So you don't have to worry about Jummah because Jummah Salat is not compulsory upon Musafir. Then you just need Suhoor Salat in the plane. But the tamanna you got, the wish, desire you got, so then you say, Ya Allah, let the plane get delayed, you see. So a lot of things can happen. We all know that while you're traveling and so forth. So now we're making our grand entry into Madina Munawwara. So now when you enter, Then you're going to say, Allahumma barik lana fiha. Ya Allah, grant us all the barakah. Ya Allah, we beg of you, of Madinatu Rasul. Al-Madinatu khairul lahum law kanu ya'lamun. Madina is the best for them only if they knew. So hadith, it is sahih, open Mishkan Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. Thereafter, then you get settled in your hotel and wherever, some live near, some live a little bit far, wherever it is. Then you wear your best Islamic clothes, you take shower, wear the nice clothes, the men, you put your itar, perfume, everything. And the women, you change and no perfume and what have you, and makeup and lipstick and dipstick, you don't do all that. And then you're going to go towards the Haram Sharif. So before you enter Masjidun Nabawi, give out some charity. This is adab. This is etiquette. The first time you're entering, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, idha najaytumur rasula faqaddimu bayna yaday najwaakum sadaqah. That, hey, iman walo, you're going to speak to the master, alayhi salam. So before you go and offer salat and salam, so give out some charity. It was compulsory. The only sahabi who practiced on it whilst it was compulsory was Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Now his mustahab, his adab, his etiquette. So Allah Ta'ala then abrogated it because it was difficult, but it was to test the sahaba radiallahu anhum, you see. Nevertheless, so thereafter, then you enter the masjid, and it's not makruh time, you read 2 rakat tahiyatul masjid. And before you enter Masjid Nabawi, or before you enter any masjid in any part of the world, see what we must read. Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, rabbi ghfirli dhunubi, Allahumma aftah li abwaaba rahmatik. Go open Amalul Yomi wal Layla. Go open Mishkan Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. Put all the ahadith together. In fact, if you look at Masjid Nabawi and you see Babul Baqi, and there's the door that takes you out straight. When you come there, then you'll enter through Babul Salam, door number 1. And when you pass the court of the Master alayhi salam and walk out, so that is Babul Baqi. So there, or you see on the doors, the same dua is written. Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, rabbi ghfirli dhunubi, Allahumma aftah li abwaaba rahmatik. Always, Mawlana Zahid, what does Allah say? Ya Allah, oh, what does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us? Ya Allah, open your doors of mercy for us. So what is the masjid? The masjid is a door for Almighty Allah's super, super, supreme mercy to descend. Hadith in Muslim Sharif, Ahabbul biladi ilallah masajiduha. The best place on the face of the earth is the masjid. Any person says that the masjid is a super spreader of the virus, wallahi, such people are out of the fold of Islam. Such people who make remarks, if you make sajda in the masjid, you will get caught with the virus, and you will get the virus, and you will get covered, and you will get death. Such people out of the fold of Islam. You're desecrating the holiest, most sacred place on earth. And that is the dua of Nabi alayhi salam. It's the super spreader of Allah's mercy. It's not the super spreader of Allah's, the virus. Inna lillahi wa inna rajiun. People's brains who are ma'akus, upside down, they will make this crazy remark. So we should be very clear on this type of issues as well. So you read Tahiyyatul Masjid, Qul ya kafirun, Qul wallah, whichever surahs you know. You go into sajda and you make sajda a shukr. Allahumma laka shukru kullu, wa laka alhamdu kullu. Yesterday in my lecture, I said, O Hujjaja Baytillah, that at least learn your labbaik by heart. From now you should be practicing. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. Now another thing you should be learning, O Hujjaja Baytillah, you're standing in the court of the Master, alayhi salam. You're going to pour your heart out. So what salam are you going to read? So Almighty Allah taught us in chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verse 56, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Verily Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, and his angels, they send salawat, salutations upon Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. is the only place in the Quran Allah commands us to do something and Allah is doing. You mustn't say the same, but something similar. But Allah gave us two commandments. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu commandment. Wasallimu and taslima, you see. So we must say we are there in Madinah Munawwara. Even from here you say it's permissible. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Al-Muzammil. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Al-Muddathir. So like that. By that time, the police were ready to come. Harrik, harrik, Haji, move it up, move it up. They make big noise there, you know, especially Hajj time and Ramadan time and so forth. So nevertheless, you must remember that if you feel that you prepared so nicely and this police, so just go at the back. And anyway, in the masjid, you just face the master, alayhi salatu salam. You can stand, you can sit, and you read your salami, pour your heart out. And you say the words I said now. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. Second, people when you were going, they told you convey our salam. So you say as-salamu. Then you only say as-salam. As-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah min Abdul Qadir bin Ismail Hussein. If you know the person's name and his father's name and so forth, then you mention full like that. Otherwise, you just say shortcut, Abdul Qadir finished. So, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah min Suleiman Asaf, like that. So, remember, so that is what you should do. And third one, which is very important, the hadith is mentioned in two places in Tirmidhi, and the frame is there also. It's written, it's a different thing, majority of our people can't read Arabic. Shafa'ati li ahlil kabair min ummati. My intercession is for those people who perpetrated major sins and crimes. We all are guilty. I committed major crimes, you committed major crimes, 90% of the ummah committed major crimes. So this is a golden opportunity for us. I will intercede for the people who committed and perpetrated major sins and crimes. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So you address the master, alayhi salam, directly. Ishfa'ali, ya Rasulullah. O Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi salam, intercede for me. Wali zawjati, for my wife. Wali walidayya, for my beloved parents. Wali ikhwati, wali akhawati, for my siblings, my brothers, my sisters. Wali aqribai, for my relatives and cousins. Wali asatizati, wali mashayikhi. ولجميع المؤمنين المؤمنات والمسلمين المسلمات فأبو أستاذ أبو مشايخ and so forth and every Muslim male, female الأحياء منهم والأموات. So all that is permissible. If you want to practice the other way, when we were very young, the Ustadh used to teach us in Madrasa, then when you finish, read the dua of after Adhan, then إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ, then they say, اللهم ارزقنا شفاعة النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم القيامة. Ya Allah, let Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intercede for us on the day of Qiyamah. You see? So that is now your salami. Your own salat and salam. Then you convey other people's salam and you beg Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly and say, intercede for me, I beg you. Or you say, Ya Allah, let Nabi alayhi salatu salam intercede for me, for us, the entire ummah. So that is all acceptable. These are flexible issues. Then, if you take Hazrat Shaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya, Shaykhul Hadith, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, he used to read salami, minimum 2.5 hours, 3 hours. And this I witness with my own eyes. You know, they say, Sami'athu udhunaya wa wa'ahu qalbi. My own ears, I heard it, I saw it, and my heart memorized it. So you must remember that winter's night, December time, Haji Ahmad Nakuda and Rahimahullah, he also passed away, and the Khadims were there, and right outside the masjid, Sheikh would sit in a wheelchair. They would put the jersey and the overcoat and the blanket and all. 2.5, 3 hours salami. How? As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya ayyuhal-muzammil. He read the whole surah Muzammil. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا أيها المدثر. يريد هول سورة مدثر. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا أيها النبي. The whole Surah Tahrim, chapter 66. So let that Sheikh would read Salami. Me and you 2 minutes, we, even if the police are not there, we'll say we finish and we're going. So you see what is the ishq, what is the love for the Master, alayhi salam, the love for Medina Munawwara. He came to South Africa in 1981, not far from where I am, in Stanger. We were there, alhamdulillah, in the last week. So remember, we can't forget Ma'atutla, Rahimahullah, Ma'ana Mahmud Gardi of White River. They were the main players inviting Sheikh here to South Africa. And remember, that was the Sheikh's last etikaf. 1982, for first Shaban, Wantaqala ila Rahmatin. He passes away in Medina Munawwara, buried in Baqi. And not buried in Baqi, that also is a great, great virtue. But buried in Baqi and buried right in front where the Ashabul Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam buried. So subhanallah, what honor Allah bestows and confers upon His beloved Salihin and Awliyaullah. So these are lessons for all of us. We must draw inspiration from that. Thereafter you come to say, now Bakr as-Siddiq, now there you will only say As-Salamu, not As-Salatu wa-Salam. As-Salamu alayka ya Sayyidina Aba Bakr as-Siddiq. As-Salamu alayka ya Thani Athnain. As-Salamu alayka ya Aba Aisha. So words like that. Jazallahu anna wa anil umma al-Muslima. Sayyidina Aba Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And you won't have time also, the police just sees you. Then you come move a little bit. So you come by Sayyidina Umar, the boards are there also. And you come in front of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's grave Mubarak. As-salamu alayka ya Sayyidina Umar. As-salamu alayka ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Hafs radiallahu anhuma. So words like that. Ya Allah, reward Sayyidina Umar on our behalf. Anna wa an jami'il muslimin. On behalf of all the Muslims, you see. So that is what you should do. So Medina Munawwara, how many times a day must you go in front to read salami and that? So remember, once a day minimum, you go twice, alhamdulillah, depending on the crowd. For women, mashallah, they can go in the morning, they can go in the evening, so forth. They got dedicated times. But to be honest, for ladies, I would never advise them to push and go in front because it's absolute chaos, especially Hajj time and that. So what they should rather do, stand at the back and from there, make your ibadat nicely and from a distance read your salat and salam. Whether you get place in Riyadul Jannah or not, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, various compilations, Musnad Ahmad, Mishkat Sharif, Ma Baina Bayti wa Mimbari, Rawdatun min Riyadil Jannah. The portion between my house and my pulpit, my minbar, is one of the gardens of Jannah. So Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy. Story time. You like stories. Today you don't have to take a break. We carry on one way. 3 stories we tell you. So I had to perform a nikah here in Durban. Many, many years ago, 10, 15 years ago. I can't remember also. Very good friends. The days. Ahmed Day and, you know, Aslam Day and their son, Ibrahim Day and like that. So, suddenly I see one Saudi was there, proper in his Saudi regalia and kit and so forth. So I asked by Ahmed and Ibrahim and they were, who's this person? He said, no, he's a big engineer and he works there in Masjid Nabawi. I said, subhanallah. So I met him, everything, we spoke a little bit and all that. So I delivered the lecture, performed the nikah, everything. So afterwards he came to me and told me that khutbuka mumtaza, like, you know, very nice advices, khutbah you gave and all this and all that. So we are speaking Arabic for that. So anyway, story finished. So then we went for Umrah. So we there, by Ahmed and all of them are there, they, and his son Ibrahim, I think he also was there and so forth and so on. So now we meet the same person. Engineer. So engineer say, don't go. I'm going to do you all a favor. I say, subhanallah, what favor is he going to do for us? Now you must understand this, Mawlana Zahid, that in Riyazul Jannah, they have 5 minutes, plus minus, 5-7 minutes. that where the changeover takes place. You know, you change shifts, like what they say. So he is not changing shifts in that manner that somebody is going to stay and somebody is going to go. That the men are all removed from Riyazul Jannah. They sleep beside the real 3, 4, 5 shifts. And then the women are allowed to come. But that changeover takes 5, 6 minutes, you see. So he, because he's an engineer, so he told the police, I've got my special guest and so forth from Junubi Africa. From Junubi Africa. So please, that 5, 6 minutes, don't harass them and let them go inside. And the whole Riyazul Jannah is for them. So we were about 6, 8, 10 maximum of us. So my brother-in-law, my nephew, Mona Ismail Karim, and all, we all kept it. He took us, you understand? He said, now you'll go inside, nobody will do anything. So I told him, you'll stand. And then I stood right next to the Jali Mubarak, that green fence, you see? So that is, you must remember that. This person was actually Dr. Solwa's connection. Dr. Solwa is here in Durban. So it was his connection and there was the nikah and all that. So anyway, cut long story short. So I stood right next to there. But Mawlana Zahid, the 2 rakats I read, and nobody else was in Riyazul Jannah. But when my legs were wobbling and so I was thinking I'm going to collapse just now. This is the rob of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the awe and the respect and the love we have for the Master alayhi salam. So anyway, he went into sajda and cried, Ya Allah, we right inside Jannah and the supreme portion of Jannah. You understood? As near as we can come to the Master alayhi salam. So Ya Allah, Allah majma' bayni wa bayna al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yawm al-qiyamah wa fil jannat al-firdaus al-a'la. So then you make dua like that, you see. Ya Allah, in this world you brought us so near. So tomorrow on day of justice, bring us nearer. And on the Qiyamah, you bring us nearer. In Jannah, you bring us nearer. So thousands and millions of people make dua like that, you see. So that one story happened. Then another favor he did us was, he said that, come, I take you to one place, even the king and all of them cannot use any other route. They all have to use the same route. So we said, Subhanallah, where are you taking us? You see that you see all these air conditions and all that in Medina Munawwara. It makes a big noise. So that machines and that. So they took it far away, 10 kilometers plus minus out of Medina. But to reach there, you have to go underground. They got that small, like Suzuki vans and, you know, all that. So they take you in there. So we go all underground. My wife and all, my sister and a whole lot and all. So she was the husband. And so anyway, we went. We were fascinated. There, one thing he said, he made me laugh, you know. I don't think the other people even caught it up. He say one day, an Iranian delegation came. And they asked them, who's in charge of this place? So that person said, we in charge. He said, who? Said, we Saudis. Said, Khasha wa kalla. It can't be that you Saudis are in charge. The Saudi guy asked him, what you mean we can't be in charge? Of course we're running. The impossible. He said, but why are you saying that? He said, this place is spotless. And there's not one speck of dirt. Wherever you Saudi guys are, it's full of dirt. Like the Haramain is the Pakistanis and Indians at least. There are no Saudi guys not clean there. So it becomes spotless. So this was like a joke he made, you know, and this type of thing. Then he told me, now we know what's happening. What we have here, Maulana Zahid, load shedding. So what we do? We use generator with Allah's help. We use inverter with Allah's help. We use, you understand, solar panels. Or whatever gadget we can use in that. Allah protect us all. Right, nice election coming. Yesterday's paper I got in the airport. They say 28 days running now. So today will be 29 days, inshallah. Tomorrow, Friday, 30 days. There's no load shedding. They say it's a sweetener before the elections. You see, you know, in the wedding time, to give you some mitai and all that, you know. So give you some laddu and barfi and all that, like that. Yeah. So they're giving laddu and barfi and all that, you see, before the elections. So anyway, then the Star newspaper yesterday had, you must carry that article. It's very good, yesterday's Star newspaper. Ramaphosa's presidency, a disaster for South Africa. the house, the citizen led with the heading, proper full heading. I still got it here, both this newspaper. So, and they said there that will ANC lose Gauteng? You see, question mark. Then they had inside another article, the Muslims will punish DA. Very good article. You should get it all that. Very good. So anyway, come back to Medina Munawwara. So now we are there in Medina. So he took us there. So he's saying it hasn't happened. But we have to prepare contingency planning. So what is contingency planning? Say something happens, Allah forbid, in Medina Munawwara. Right? So you must remember that the power just goes off. So we have all this here. Generators, call it whatever you want to. And so he called me, that person there. Said, Sheikh, you come here. We were asking questions also. So he said, press this one. So I press anyone. I remember there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I press number 3. He said, now this is on. This is a trial run. But everything is working, Masjid Nabawi. But we just have to play with this just to keep it like mobilized and, you know, working and active and all that. Want to go fast asleep and all that. So he said, that's what we have done now. But he says, from the time we got power there in Masjid Nabawi till now, 30, 40, 50, 70 years, whatever. So remember, not once we had to use this. So I told him that is barakah of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when you go, and this is second time I went there. Once we were invited for a conference, and then they took us there also. And then we went with this. So these are the great. Then another thing they took us, and you know, that is where he works. I don't know, I don't think he's there now. Must be retired in that. You see, from Baqi, from the graveyard, if you're coming towards Masjid Nabawi, you must look properly. You will see there's a stairway going downwards, a decline like that. Not an incline, a decline. If you walk down, you see like, a... but they're not allowed. They got big police and guards and all that. So you have to go with these motors, you know. So there, if you go inside, is a basement of Masjid Nabawi, you see. So if you go inside there, so they got all their big, big videos and cameras and all these things. All the cameras inside Masjid Nabawi is operated from there. All those umbrellas, you know, there are 300 umbrellas or whatever nowadays. So they all are operated from there. Every imam, you understand, tomorrow's khutbah is Sheikh Huzaifi in Medina. And Makkah is Sheikh Yasir al-Dawsari. So now for Sheikh Huzaifi, he's imam 43 years now, 44 years plus minus. So they put special, you know, decibels. How much the sound system must be for him. Then the following week is Sheikh Salah Budair. So for him, they put special. Then the week after that is who? Sheikh Ali Sheikh. So they put special for him. So like that, every imam, they know exactly how he wants it. So all that is controlled. They don't make any noise. So whether it's umbrellas, whether it's the mic system, whether it's the cameras, but aircons, they make big noise, you see. So out of adaban, for respect for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then they go, and you must remember, they put it 10 kilometers. Now, where they learned this? From the Khilafat-e-Usmaniyah. You see that? What is Khilafat-e-Usmaniyah? The Ottoman Empire, who reigned the affairs of this Ummah for 640 years. They never reigned a country. They reigned continents. They ruined the whole Asia, you can say, and half Africa. And half of Europe, if the Shias were not backstabbing, they should have conquered whole Europe. The Europeans or historians like themselves, the Shias did us a favor. They backstabbed the Muslims, otherwise Europe should be a Muslim continent. You must remember that. So anyway, go read that, another fascinating history. Then what happens is this, that I'm telling you about Medina Munawwara. So when you go there inside, they don't allow like women, but men, we all go there inside, you see. And we see and this and all this kind of thing. So very, it's like fascinating, you know. So cut long story short, so that is what they do there. Now, I don't know if they'll allow or don't allow. You know, they're all moody characters nowadays. And nowadays with MBS, the Murtad, also another story. So anyway, I'm just giving you my own personal experiences, you know. So now your ziyarat is finished. They're in Medina Munawwara. You see? Your question was, right?
No, I'm listening. Gee.
See?
I'm still listening.
Oh, you're finding it interesting?
Chi. Chi.
Okay, right. So let's go now, ziyara fi dakhil al-masjid. So inside the masjid, there's some ziyara. So let's start. You are there by the Hilton Hotel. You are there right in front. You understand? Darut Taqwa and all that. These are the front line. Oberoi and all that. But Hilton is right. So if you come out from Hilton and you enter straight, so that is called Babul Fahad, King Fahad door, King Fahad gate. Understood?
Gee.
So as soon as you enter, this is for the men now. When you enter, then you just go, and like you, Zahid, first time you're going now for Hajj, so you enter, so you just turn left. You see?
Gee.
When you turn left, then you must go there to the Musallas. But you must see, there must be no police there. And today you must be very careful. That, so I have to show so many people there, but I just look at it with no police and that. So when you look at the design of all the tiles, you will find they all got one design. But if you pick up that one musalla right in the ending, and you pick it up, you will see that musalla, the tiles are all different. It's got three big circles there. The Saudis didn't write anything. They just made nishani. They learned all this from the Ottoman Empire. So what happens is this. Zay Abu Talha al-Ansari. His big garden orchard was there.
Hmm.
And if you look straight from there, you can see the mimbar and all that even now. If you look properly. So when the ayat got revealed, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will never ever obtain true piety until you spend that what you love in the path of Allah. You help the poor, you help the destitute. When this ayat was revealed, Abu Talha Ansari radiallahu anhu came, Ya Rasulullah, I got this orchard and I love it. And Allah says, I want to give this in the path of Allah. Abi alayhi salam said, hold it, you know, it's very valuable. And why you don't give to your family? Anyway, he spent it in the path of Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see that? So they built they made a nishani there. This also they learned from the Ottoman Empire. So that's what I was telling you. And then we started telling you all this other stuff. When they were in charge of the Haramain Sharifain, the Turks, the Ottoman Empire, every expansion they made in Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina, Munawwara, nobody could pick up a brick. Nobody could pick up a block of cement, a bag of cement, nothing. Unless you were a hafiz of noble Quran, unless you were in the state of huzu and all that. So imagine how many centuries and centuries the haram of the Turk, the Atraq, they call them, so it carried on. But the Saudis, I saw myself, guys building there, they got pulling cigarettes and who got wuzu and that. Half the time they're reading Salat, half the time not reading Salat and this and all this kind of thing. You see? So therefore, the whole emphasis is on beauty, but not on the real beauty, which is the ruhaniyat. You must remember that. So that is al-farqu bayna thara wa thuriyya. The difference, zameen, asman ka farq, we say, you see, between them. If you go just outside Medina Munawwara, so you must remember there, then in Sultan Abdul Hamid's time and all that, they took all the youngsters and gave them different duties. You will be the plumber, you will be the electrician, you will be the carpenter, you will be the artisan, you will be this, you will be that. And they taught them all the skills and so forth, but away from Medina. No, not even one whisper must come and irritate and annoy the master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So see the love, the respect they showed to the master there. So then Allah gave them such, these Shias and these Arabs, they stabbed the Turks in the back, and that is how Sukut-e Khilafat-e Usmaniya took place, the Ottoman Empire collapsed and so forth and so on. Then the Zionists came and so forth and so on. So they also, this Arab nationalism and pan-Arabism and that was the cause of the downfall. So that's one place you should visit. Then inside Riyazul Jannah, there are pillars. It's called Ustuwana. So if you look, now what you see there, you see that green fence. When was that green fence there? You, Suleiman, you must count that I'm going to give you and just send it to Mozaid. Or Mozaid, you can count also. I'll give you a quick what I think it is, but just verify it. So Islamically, the person who put that green fence, Masjid Nabawi, one portion of it burned. But where Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Mubarak just said the atar was that was protected, wallahu ya'simuka minan nas, the dome and all that was protected anyway. So then the person who refurbished it, rebuilt it, renovated it, was called Sultan Qatibai. Qatibai with the Qaf. So, and this green fence he placed there around the Mubarak Mazar of the Master alayhi salam in the year 888. What? 888. Now what year we are in? 1445. So put 1445 on top and minus and subtract 888. It's over more than 550 years. Let's work it out exactly, then we know. How many years it is? 1445 to 888. 557. You see that? So over 550 years. So imagine that green fence, how Allah accepted it. So you must remember this. So this started with Sultan Qatibai. Before that, there was no oldest fence. You know, you could see everything yourself. Then inside, if you look, you will see there's a green cloth there. You understood? So if you go to Makkah Mukarrama on outside, so you call that the Nuzha, that area and all. So remember, people go for a stroll and a picnic and all that. So Nuzha. So anyway, so there they have Masna'ul Kiswa. So the Khilaf and the Kiswa of the Baytullah, every year they make, and then once a year they change it. When we were there those days, they should change it on Arafat day. Now with MBS, you know, things change. So now he changes it in Muharram now, just this past 1-2 years. So anyway, that's what they did. Now what has this to do with Medina? So there is the black cloth. There in Medina Munawwara, in the darbar of the master, in the court of the master, so that cloth they change every 3 years. You see that? They change every 3 years. But it's manufactured in the same factory. You see that? So that is how, because it's not exposed. It's within the masjid, basically. So therefore, you must remember that every 3 years they change it and so forth. So this Ustuwana, if you look at the green fence, so three pillars are connected, attached to the fence. One is Ustuwana Sarir, where the Master alayhi salam used to perform itikaf. Sarir means bed. Then you get Ustuwane Wufud, where the Master alayhi salam would receive the foreign delegations and guests and so. And Ustuwane Hars. You know there was them Jutlas there. Jutlas forever got Shararat in them. From the day they born, they're making Shararat. Something I learned about Jutlas. You must verify it. See, Suleiman, if you can just Google it now while we're on air. They say, this is I read, not once, but many times I saw it. They say that the Jutlas, you understood, when a baby boy is born, then they get that rabbi or they get somebody or something to even, you understand the word I'm going to use, I'm going to be a bit careful here, yeah? To put the genitals of that baby boy in their mouth. You understood? So they do always unda danda from day one. Can you believe these type of things? You understand? So that's what I mean. From day one, upside down things they do. So because the fear of the Jutlas was there, so the guards used to be there. This is before the ayat was revealed. Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas. Allah will protect you from the enemy. So Sayyidina Bilal, Sayyidina Ali, like that different sahaba were given this task and brief. So that three are in the line. Then in the middle, you will find Ustuwana Aisha. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala and her states, in Masjid Nabawi, there's a place, if people only knew and made qadr of it, they should have cast raffles to read Salat there and make dua. So that is the place, Ustuwana Aisha. Then there's a Sahabi, Abu Lubaba radiallahu anhu. So he divulged the secret to the enemy. And because he felt he's got family members in Makkah, so if he tells them, so they won't harm his family. But then everything got exposed via wahi and revelation. So remember, then Sayyidina Umar was very upset. He said, we must just liquidate him, you know. So Sayyidina Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, but he's sahabi. He didn't do this deliberately to spy in us and divulge. He did it with the reasoning, whatever it is, but he sinned. So he fastened himself up there in Medina, in Masjid al-Nabawi, and said, till Allah Jalla wa Ala forgive me, till Nabi alayhi salam forgive me, so till then I won't move from here. Only salah time and to relieve himself, then is to untie himself and come. So after a few days, few weeks, Tawbah came. It's written there also, Ustuwana Abi Lubaba in the Tawbah. So, and so all these pillars, so anywhere you get placed, so it's very good. There's another pillar also, but 90% of the people don't see it because the video camera is there and the big camera is there. Ustuwane Hannana. When Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to, you understand, deliver the khutbah, the sermon, the master alayhi salatu salam would lean against that tree, the date tree. And Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will build for you a minbar. 3 steps, you know. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, fine. So now the master alayhi salatu salam wants to go to the minbar and crying voice is coming like a child, you know, sobbing. So then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went there, bi yadihi ash-sharifa, with his own Mubarak hands, and then touched it, rubbed it, then he stopped crying. Hannana, to cry. Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan. So for Allah, you don't say cry. For Allah, you say the most compassionate and Mannan, the one who confers his bounties and favors upon us. But for me and you, Hannan will mean to cry and so forth. On that, Sayyidina Hassan Basri, rahimahullah, objects and inquires from the Ummah. Oh Ummah, the tree has so much love for the Master, alayhi salam. In the firaq in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the Mubarak hands of the Master alayhi salam didn't touch it, the tree started weeping, crying, sobbing. How much love do me and you have for the Master alayhi salam? Do we have so much love? See, these are pertinent questions we need to ask ourselves. We write in Madina Munawwara, O Hujjaja Baytillah, but we're wasting time and killing time with movies. We're killing time and wasting time sitting in the foyer and making panchat. Who's winning the elections in South Africa? Who is winning the World Cup and Soccer Cup and Cricket Cup and this cup and all these things? And we're wasting time, you must remember of this. So my advice to all of you, you're going for Hajj Baytillah. Remember Saudi Arabia is prowling Makkah, Medina, Jeddah, everywhere. Word secret police. They wear short kurta and they'll dress up like Pakistanis and all. They'll speak in Urdu and English and all. You won't even think for a moment that these are Saudis, and but they're all secret spies. And even in Ramadan, they arrested one South African. He told the people that go here from the Starbucks and all that. What you're buying here? And that these are people supporting Israel. And the secret police heard all this. They followed him to his hotel. And after 1-2 hours, they picked him up. 5 days they kept him there in Medina in the police, in the state, in the prison. So then they, Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy came. They sent him back before Eid and so forth. So they say, only Allah's fazl, otherwise they can keep you for months. They what they bother, you understand? So therefore, the message I want to give you, that don't ever get involved in these kind of discussions. Nor in your hotel 4 years, nor you must remember in the masjid, nor outside. You don't know who's who in the zoo. You know in English you say. So you must remember this end. Because MBS is very frightened. There might be a revolution, you must remember. And they say after his father dies, Salman, then there's 3 brothers, that MBS, his brother Khalid and other brother, these, that, whatever their names are, there's going to be a huge civil war amongst them. Because why? Everybody wants to become king. You know, because this first time in Saudi's history, from Abdul Aziz, is not going direct to his son. It's going to his grandson. But the sons are still alive. Ahmed and Namadeh, I met him. I had to deliver a lecture in front of Ahmed. We were invited for a conference, not a whole conference, everybody in Riyadh. That every one of them studied in Makkah, Medina, Riyadh. I'm the only one out. I never studied there. Lo and behold, the Sheikh came by me. He said, Amir, say, Amir means prince, that you must deliver the lecture. I said, Sheikh, هؤلاء أعلم وأتقى وأفقى مني يا شيخ. They got more knowledge than me, more taqwa than me. Me, I'm a simple person. I said, no, Sheikh, he like you. I said, but Sheikh, yeah, Amir like me. I said, Amir never met me. How he likes me? Now, you can't argue with these guys. With the Saudis, you can't argue. That's one thing you must remember. If they invite you for a conference, you must just keep quiet. That if you talk nonsense, they'll never invite you again, you know. So that time just invite me. That's the last person I never studied, but just invite me. So I just kept quiet. I said, all right. So there, I went to Mawlana Muaz. Mawlana Muaz, he studied there in Medina University. Very great alim. He's from Lucknow. He studied in Lucknow and all that. So I studied in Nadwa also, yeah. Nadwa, Lucknow, same. So anyway, and then he studied in Medina. So I told him, Mawlana, me, I'm in a mess now. These guys, they came, please write out something for me. So he wrote out nice, and I looked inside my heart a little bit, this, and all that. And I went, but before you go again, they tell you, now what you do? I said, no, Sheikh, it's too much. I wrote it out in this and all that. Yes, it is, and all that. So they say, yeah, it's perfect. Carry on. So it's fine. The first time I wrote, I told them, we want to go in the Kaaba. They said, no, you can't put all these kind of things here. So that portion we took out, but afterwards Allah took us inside and all that. So we take our chances also, you know, like that. So that's some funny incidents also. Anyway, so all this happens, you see. So that was in Medina Munawwara. And then there are other places outside Medina to visit and all that, but my eyes are now on our watch. So now, inshallah, that we will have, you understand, Maulana Zaid will read all the programs, what's coming up after news and all that. Tonight, 7 o'clock, inshallah, just tell our brother Lukolo and that before 7, they must be ready. And inshallah, Jamaat, Isha Salat is 7. Inshallah, Aziz, tonight we will be there in Masjid al-Mahmud, where the Badats will be. So today, somebody, some Gujarati person, he sent me all very nice things, you know, understood? Why people are called Desai, why they call Patel, why they call Rawat, why they call Badat, why they call Voraji, why? So he said, this is the reason. This. So I laughed myself sick, stood this morning when I was looking at. So he said, Badat, it means they got two very sharp teeth, you know, understood? So that is the Wajhut Tasmiyah. Why they call them Badat? They say, Dante bohot tez hai, like you see. Their teeth are very, very sharp. So tonight I'm going to ask that Maulana. I say, Maulana, let me check your teeth. They say the Badat's got very, very sharp teeth. You don't understand? You must know good Urdu to pick up all those words there in Hindi and all that. Then you understand what's happening there. Anyway, Jazakallah khair. We'll talk again, inshallah, Makkah, Medina. And we will speak about the ziyarat you should visit outside Medina, outside the masjid and so forth. Jazakallah khair. Allahumma jal hajjana hajjan mabrura, wa sa'yana sa'yan mashkura, wa zammana zamman maghfura, wa tijaratana tijaratan lan tabur. Ya alima ma fi sudur. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Our brother Suleiman Isra Banyali said, Mawlana, send me everything now, please, so I can send everything out. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We say Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Saab, as well as all our listeners from Sirius FM and Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Next, inshallah, we will have the news with Haji Suleiman Esop. Thereafter, remember, it is Brother Al-Amin Templeton, the world views from 1 to half, so that's from 12 to 1, from 1 to half past 1, that is the live tafsir. Of course, Mufti Saab recorded it, so this is pre-recorded. So it is 1 to half past 1, and then from half past 1 to 2, that is your tafsir archives. Then from 2 to 3, that is the program with Brother Yusuf Ali, the lunch break. We head on for the news now with Brother Suleiman Esop. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Merkaz Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.